So on the Modern Essentials phone app, you have the little first aid box, and that will just bring up all the symptoms. So when Western medicine labels something, that's a symptom, autism, ADD, whatever. That's not what I'm looking for. When I go down to the single oils, and it's like a little Rolodex, you just pull it down. So what's one of the oils that you need?
Frankincense.
Okay, so I'm going to go to frankincense, little F. I'm going to click on there. And right there is everything frankincense works on. But that's all what Western medicine labeled something. That's not what I'm looking for, okay? It says it works on Alzheimer's disease, aneurysm, arthritis, balance, brain aging, brain injury, breathing cancer. I mean, it goes all the way down of everything that frankincense works on, okay? What I go down to is the properties of the plant. I want to know why my body needs that plant. It'll tell you specifically what's going on every single day. You can do it for your kids when they come home. Wow, you need On Guard. You got something viral from school. Breathe this in. Put this on your feet before you come coughing and get the whole rest of the family sick. And with your horse, too. They don't need any oils. You know they're doing good. If they need some, it'll tell you what's going on. So with frankincense, when I'm asking with my yes and no, anti-catarrh, anti-cancer, antidepressant, I get a yes. Anti-infectious, no. Anti-inflammatory, I get a yes. Antiseptic, anti-tumor, expectorant, immune stimulant, and sedative, I get a no. So she's going to write down the two yeses. What's your next oil?
Thyme.
Okay, so did you see how I just, everything that was under properties of what the plant does, I just asked why does her body need it? It'll be different for everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she needs thyme. Bite stings, brain aging, fatigue, fungal, hair loss, parasites, pneumonia. It works on a whole bunch of stuff. Why does her body need it? And highly antibacterial, no. Antifungal, yes. Antimicrobial, antioxidant, antiviral, and antiseptic, yes. So antifungal and antiseptic. And what's the third one?
Clary Sage.
C. Okay, anticonvulsant, antifungal, antiseptic, yes, antispasmodic, astringent, nerve tonic, yes, soothing tonic is what I get a yes for. So when someone needs 10 or 12 oils or 18 oils, and you know they have a lot of health issues, but you'll see a whole bunch of them for like inflammation and some bacteria, you get to see a pattern that's going on in the body. And when you put essential oils on, whatever's on your skin is in your blood within 60 seconds, including DET and poisons and toxins and face creams, if they're not all natural. Okay, so when you have bacterial, the doctors will give you antibiotics. That kills everything, even the good gut flora. But here's your cell, and there's bacteria in the cell. The antibiotics only go around the outside of the cell. And if it's viral, the doctors can't give you anything for it. Well, the essential oils actually permeate and work with the DNA of the cells working on bacterial and viral, but in a natural plant type way. But if you need 10 for your horse and 8 are for inflammation and 2 are for bone pain, it lets you know what's going on in your horse. So when there was, in California, there was a big scare and they shut down all the barns and all the horse shows. Something had commuted at one show and horses were dying. And it was viral. So all I did was keep my horses home, and I gave them oregano oil, and which they didn't like, and molasses, and NCD to boost their immune system and pull out viruses. Am I going to go worm them or vaccinate them and bring their immune system lower when something's, you know, contagious is going around? No. I'm going to boost their immune system against something specifically viral. Okay, you want to give me some of your oils?
Frankincense.
Okay, so she'll need frankincense for different reasons. Mm-hmm. Anti-cancer, yes. Anti-infectious, yes. Anti-tumor, yes. And immune stimulant, yes. You want to write those down because you'll see a pattern.
Okay.
What you want to see is if it only comes up once in the oils or if it's coming up in all of the oils. And when you apply it to your feet and you rub it into your feet, your body's taking it, and it's a safe place because some of the oils are strong. So I usually tell people to see what oils you need before bed. and rub it in. I'll make up recipes for my friends, and as they're laying down and their bodies at rest, their whole endocrine system and all their energy meridians, because your ting points end in your feet and your hands, are being turned on to help heal the body when you're resting. So this morning I put on cassia to keep my feet warm, which has cinnamon in it, frankincense, serenity, and Douglas fir. And I'll just ask every day, do I need anything? No. But when I travel, then I use them more because I was just in airplanes and all that. So what was your second oil?
Peppermint.
Okay, peppermint is so great for headaches and everything and digestion. So the list on peppermint and frankincense is like really hugely long on everything that they do. And, you know, when I show this to clients, they'll say, well, I have that, and I have that, and I have that. Yes, because your body's needing that. Okay. So analgesic, no. Antibacterial, yes. Anti-carcinogenic, yes. And anti-inflammatory, yes. And antiviral. And what's your next oil?
I forgot now. I didn't write them down. I should have written them down. Oh, digestion.
Okay, well, that just digestion. Says what it does. It's for digestion.
Yeah.
It's a blend.
Yes.
So that just says what it does on the side.
That's it.
That's it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you want, while some people are putting them on their feet, the rest can be looking this up. Hopefully tomorrow we'll have another phone app that we can use. And we'll open doors and windows while you do it. So you can get the two or three oils that you need and put them all in one hand, and we can rub this foot and put the others on, and you can rub this foot. So some of you can be doing oils while the others are looking it up. It's just a nice way to say, wow, what's going on with me? Wow, I'm working on this today. So who wants to grab this first? Okay. We'll open this door for some cross breeze.
Does it matter which foot you put it on?
Like, you put it on both.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, because you have the left side of your body and the right side of your body. You got a kidney on each side.
Okay.
Got a lung on each side.